Every Yontif has its own unique theme, its own unique flavor, its own unique message. The overarching theme of Chanukah is Hallel V'Hodah, giving praise and expressing our gratitude to Hashem. We say in Shmoneh Esrei, V'kavu Shmoneh Simai Chanukah Elu, L'Hodos El Hallel. Every day of Chanukah, we recite the entire Hallel. In Hallel, we say, Toiv Lachsois B'Hashem, Mevetoich Ba'Adam. It's better to be Lachsois, to take refuge and to rely on Hashem, Mevetoich Ba'Adam, than to trust in man. And the question is, it's quite obvious that we can rely on Hashem over any human being. So what's the message here? And what's the difference between boteach, to trust, and chasoyan, to rely on? It seems like these two words are synonyms of each other. So the Vilna Gaon explains, the word betachan means to trust somebody because they guaranteed it. A person gives you their word, and they back it up with a guarantee. If I don't repay the loan, you can have my house. So now you trust them that they will follow through on their promise. Chasoyin, on the other hand, means trusting someone even without a guarantee. So we say, Toiv lachsois b'Hashem. We are better off trusting in Hashem even without having received any guarantees from Hashem. Mevetoyach ba'adam. Than trusting in a human being, even if they gave us a promise, even if they gave us an absolute guarantee. There's an incredible story told about a man that lives in Yerushalayim, who is marrying off his oldest daughter. But like so many other Yerushalmis, he did not have the means to cover the expense of the wedding. So he tells his friend, what can I do to cover my expenses? So his friend tells him, I suggest that you travel to the United States and raise the money for the wedding. He calls up his travel agent and he books a flight to New York and a return flight 10 days later. He's sitting on the plane and he has a lot of time to think. What am I doing here? Why am I on this plane? I just spent $2,000 on tickets. Who knows if I'll be successful? Perhaps I'm putting myself in even greater debt. Then he has a thought. I have to do my shtadlis, and Hashem will do the rest. I have betochen in Hashem that He will guide me to the right parties that can help me in my mission. He arrives at JFK, but he has no clue where to go. He never did this before. Then he sees another Jew getting out of the terminal, and he asks him, where are you going? And he tells him, I'm going to Borough Park. And he asks him, can I share a cab with you? And he says, sure. They arrive in Borough Park, and he gets off at a random street. He's hungry, he's tired, and he doesn't even know where he's going to sleep that night. He sees a house with the lights on, so he decided to try his luck. He rings the bell, a man opens up the door, and he invites him in. And he asks him, can I offer you something to eat? Can I offer you something to drink? And he says, sure. And he serves him a nice, beautiful meal. Then the householder asks this Yerushalmi, how can I help you? Why did you come to America? And he says, I'm marrying off my first daughter. We have some savings, but I'm still a little short. So I came from Eretz Yisrael to raise some funds. And so he asks him, how much do you still need? And he says, I need $10,000. He takes out his checkbook and he writes him a check for $10,000. And he can't believe it. He's blown away. He's thinking, they say America is the golden of Medina. They weren't kidding. He calls home. He tells them, I have all the funds. Please contact the travel agent and get me on the next flight back home. Fast forward 2 years, and his second daughter gets engaged. And now he knows the drill. He calls the travel agent, please book me a flight to New York for 1 day. He arrives to Borough Park, goes straight to that person's home. He rings the bell, and he asks him, do you remember me? And he says, sure, I remember you. They sit down. And he asks him, how's your young couple doing? They exchange some pleasantries. Then takes out his checkbook and he writes him a check for $180. This Yerushalmi looks at the check and he asks him, what happened? Last time you gave me a check for $10,000. And now I don't even have any savings. And now I need $20,000 for this wedding. And you give me $180? He tells him, let me tell you something. I'm not a man of means. Last time you came, my family was going through a major crisis. And I decided that the first person that walks into my home and asks for tzedakah, I will give them whatever they ask for, as a schus for the yeshua that I need. But typically, the most I give is $180. And the man was devastated. He calls home, he tells them, contact the travel agent to reschedule my flight. And for the next 10 days, he went from house to house, he traveled from city to city, and he barely scratched together $5,000. He rides back home to Yerushalayim, and he goes into his Rav, and he breaks down, and he tells him the whole story. His Rav tells him, I'll tell you what happened. The first time you traveled to America, you had no clue how to go, where to go, who to go to. You relied on Hashem. You put your full trust in Him. So Hashem said, you're relying on me, I'll guide you, I'll take care of you. The second time around, you told Hashem, God, I'm good, I got this. I don't need your help anymore. I know how to go, where to go, who to ask. So Hashem said, okay, if you think you got this, okay, do it your way, and I'll stay out of the way. And now you see the results. Toiv lach, says Hashem. Life is stress-free when we rely on Hashem. Even when Hashem does not explicitly guarantee our success. Mevetoyach ba'adam, than to trust in human beings, even if they say, I guarantee you. There's a famous saying, never trust a man who says, trust me, I'll take care of it. Toiv lach, says Hashem. That is our lesson of Hanukkah. After their hard-fought battle, the Chashmonaim came back to the Beis HaMikdash and they found a small jar of oil. They could have rationalized, what's the point of lighting the menorah tonight? We won't have oil for the next 7 days. Why are we wasting our time? But they didn't think that way. They said, we have enough oil for tonight, we will light tonight. We will do our shtadlis. For the rest of the days, we'll leave it up to Hashem. We have betachen in Him. Just like He took care of us tonight, He will continue to guide us. Chanukah is an ace ratzon. We can experience open miracles. If we trust in Hashem, if we are lachzos b'Hashem, even without a guarantee, we will receive Yeshua's chutz l'derech hateva. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.